What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Learning Curve, a webcomics podcast. After a two-month hiatus, just wanted to welcome everybody back again. My name is Joe. I'm your host. And I just wanted to pass this on that I want to hope everybody had a good holiday, whatever it is that you celebrate, or if not, just hope you had a peaceful time off during the season. I had taken, like I said, a couple months off because if you have celebrated the holidays, you know that it's a lot of prep work to do, and especially for us, we had just moved into our new home this year, and we were celebrating Thanksgiving and Christmas at different houses, but we did Christmas here at our house. So we had a lot of work to do, and it really was getting in the way of me being able to produce this and create this the way that I wanted to. So I had posted it out there. I just wanted to make sure that there was enough time to get what I needed to get done for the holiday and for the housework and for school that I was involved in at that point. So I didn't want it to cut away from anything else. So I kind of took a break from a few of my extracurricular things that I was doing. So it's back though. So I got it back going. I've been off from class for the last 3 weeks. So I will be getting back into school coming up in the next Monday coming up, which is, I believe, the 14th of January. So actually, by the time you hear this, I take it back. Class would have been started. So just wanted to get this done and get this in again and just get things back into the groove of how it was going before. So first off, wanted to pass on the ways to get in touch with me with the Learning Curve. So once again, the handles that I usually go with are Twitter. You can find it on Twitter at Pisces Concepts, Facebook at Pisces Concepts page. On Instagram is pconcepts44, and I'm also on CastBox, so you will hear this come up. Usually it comes on the third Tuesday or Wednesday. Usually it's the Tuesday. The third Tuesday of the month is when I normally have this up, and usually this comes up after I post my webcomic, which is honestly on the third Sunday of the month. So you will actually be able to hear, read the comic, The Shield of Justice, and you can listen to The Learning Curve that same week. So it's just a double bonus for you guys and a double bonus for me because I get to create and take put this out there. Also, you can see on smackjeeves.com and the Duck webcomics where you can catch up on my archived editions that I've put up and I've created already. You can go back and catch up on the story on The Shield of Justice. Because it'll be eventually, everything will be up at that point. But like I said, I usually post once a month. So that I give you guys time to look at it, to have any questions you may have, you can bring up and ask me about on any of those handles there. So hopefully you enjoy it. And I just want you guys to just come in and sit back and relax. For those that have listened in, it's just with the Learning Curve. It's just a podcast that I've started just to explore what other means of webcomics creation is out there. Because like I've said in the past on the podcast, I want to learn to be a better webcomic creator. So it's not truly just about me discussing other webcomics, which does come up in some of the podcasts. Because there are ones out there that I really enjoy that I've been looking at over the past 3 weeks, actually. And I do enjoy webcomics. I like the designs that people create. I like their creative process. I like everything about it. So this is about me wanting to learn more from you guys who actually do it or have somebody who knows about making webcomics or either people who write or however, because I really just want to get better. I see things that I want to do better with in my webcomics. So it's always a process. So I just want to be more involved in getting this together and making it better for not just myself, but passing this on to you guys when I actually publish the webcomic. So that's what this is mainly about with the Learning Curve, is what can I do to be a better creator with my webcomics, whether it's design, storytelling, using better backgrounds, using better colors, all that, everything involved with it. So whatever information that you have that you want like to pass on, I will greatly appreciate it. So just wanted to thank you guys in advance for those who do. I just wanted to thank you guys. So without further ado, just wanted to jump right into what is some of the things that has been going on. And it has been a lot of things that's been going on, a lot of ideas that I've been running over. And I've just broken these up a bit because I have maybe about two or three more podcasts I could do on the ideas that I've been thinking about over the past few weeks going into the past month or so, involving my website, my webcomics blog, Pisces Concepts. So first off, with the updates that's been going on is, first off, I've just been upgrading here and there on a little bit on the hardware that I use. So I've actually upgraded and got a new computer, which is a Hewlett Packard, which I really do enjoy. And I had researched it and talked to a few people in the stores about this where I got it from. And it, the one that I got, I really am happy with. I mean, it's super fast, but it really can, it has a lot more hardware underneath it, like underneath the hood. It has a lot more horsepower to it. So it was the one that I had looked up and they said this is the type of, I think, gigabytes you should have for it. I believe it was 8. Or something like that, and it was another type of internal memory you should have to make everything more fluid. So I didn't know that, even though I looked it up before. I didn't do a lot of big time research on it. So when I do my webcomic, everything kind of goes more smoothly and more fluidly and things like that. So I do have my old computer that I still have that I was using strictly for my webcomic, and it worked fine. It really did. I did not have a problem with it, but I definitely can see the difference in when I do my webcomics and when I do it digitally, I definitely can see the difference between the two. And normally what I try to do is get rid of files that I don't need anymore just to make the speed, the process go faster on the computer. So I do that on a regular basis, probably like every 2 to 3 weeks. I would go through like, I don't need this file anymore, or this file. So I've done that on my old computer. On this one, I haven't had to do it yet, because really all the files that I've put on the computer are ones that I actually use a lot. So that kind of pared it down a bit. But I am impressed with this Hewlett-Packard computer. It has like a Core i3 8th gen processor. And it's really just, it's just a nice computer to work with. No crashes or anything else that's going on with it. It just works really well with the programs that I use. I also have upgraded the GIMP program that I use. It's the program that I use, the free download that I use for it. It's sort of like Photoshop. I don't believe it has all the bells and whistles on it like Photoshop does, because I know Photoshop is the industry go-to, but it does have a lot of things that you can use on your digital work if you're looking to find something for free or something that wasn't even half of what Photoshop is as far as price goes. I always tell people, it was people on Facebook the past few weeks that's been asking about this, and some of the comic sites that I go on, the webcomic creator sites on Facebook in the groups, and they, a lot of people have asked like, which one can I use? Because they can't, for some reason, can't get Photoshop, or they can't, you know, for whatever reason. And I always say I would go with the GIMP program, the Genu Image Manipulation Program, because I had 2.8 and they usually update, and I get those emails and things like that when the update is available. It just took me a while to look at it because, like I said, with things that was going on, I didn't get a chance to actually look through my emails on a regular basis. But when I saw it, I went through and did it, and it was really a great update. It's the GIMP 2.10, and I really like it. I always was a fan of GIMP when I started this, But with this one, of course, it's added new features to it. And the, even the look, it went from a really like brighter color to a gray tone, a grayish tone to it now. I do like it. It's not like drab or anything for me. I really like it. I like the color. I like how everything is more easy. It's just easier flow through when you want something and you know what they are already. You can just go bang and pick it. And it go, it just pops up. The whole thing is faster than usual. So I really like how they made it more streamlined as far as picking your tools and being able to scale down your pictures and everything else that you're doing. The biggest thing that I liked about it, though, on the GIMP program is they have a My Brush tool you can use now. And it's loaded with all type of brush types that you can use. It's not just a regular pen brush. It's a brush tool where you can use different charcoal types. You can use highlighter type of brush tips on it. You can use different types of airbrushes on there. You can use a whole different type. It's loaded. It has to be at least, at my last count, I think it was like maybe 20 that I've looked at. And there's no, I couldn't get through all of them over the week. Let me just put it that way. Through the 3 weeks, I've just played around with them to see what they were. And it's really detailed as far as like how you can use them. And it has little subsets that you can actually click on to make it even more defined. You can make it more a harder brush, a lighter brush, the smoother strokes you can put on there, that type of thing, the intensity. So you have to play around with it a little bit to see which one you like. And I like the, I think it's the number one ink brush. And I've been using that on the Shield of Justice as far as my inks go. I love that brush because I can take that brush and when I ink, it isn't just a hard tip ink like I would use with the regular brush tool that they have. You can actually lighten it up a bit and it looks like a smoother, softer ink to whatever it is you're working with. So usually I can use that to ink skin, like if I'm inking around a person's skin that I have on there, I make that a little bit more softer. And then when it goes to something like a table or a picture on there in the scene, or, you know, a wall or something, or even some clothing, I can make that a little bit harder and you can see the difference. And you also can make it thicker, of course, the liner's thicker or lighter, depending on where, from what I was taught, like the light source is, doing it that way. So it's really a great tool that I love that tool. I really do love this. So it was a really good addition to it. And they also have, I also looked up different textures from, I believe it's TextureMate online, that you can download textures and you can add them to the GIMP program because it's really compatible. That's another thing about it. It's compatible with a lot of different textures you can find online. You got to make sure you find the right one, but it will let you know what it's compatible with. So I found a few different textures that I have been working on and looking at in my webcomics. The last few pages in particular, I found some more leather textures and some more like street textures, like more different types of concrete, different types of pavement, different type of lights, that type of thing. Different type of light textures that I can add into it. So I have been doing a little bit more research and looking at things that work. So I've been working on that. I've been looking to see what works for the GIMP program and what actually works in my pages that I'm creating. So I like what I've been doing with that. So that's one other update that I've been looking at. And I've also upgraded my Wacom tablet, my graphic tablet that I've been using. I've actually updated that, I believe, before. I did that in October, where I have a Wacom Intuos now that I use. So I use that one, and my other one still works fine. I definitely keep that as a backup in case I need something else. But this one is really, it's a very sensitive pad, and I like it, though. I really like the pad. I don't even really need to touch the pad in order to do things on it. I just go over the top, and it just picks up on it. It's very sensitive, but I like that aspect of it. So I don't have to scrape on the tablet to make anything work. It's just barely go over the top, and it fixes it, and it does it. And it's really a small tablet. It's smaller than the one that I had before. And it actually works well for me because my art table has my laptop on it. It has my my mouse and mouse pad and a couple other small things that are on my tablet or on my desk. So having that smaller tablet works really well for me. So I can move it around on the desk how I need to. So I did upgrade that, and I do like that part as well. One of the things I did find out about is I had, I don't know if anybody else uses these blue pencils or not, but I do, I had two of these blue pencils in my art bin that I use, and I didn't know about them. I picked them up, it had been at least about 6 or 7 years ago, and I think I just dumped them in there and didn't consider it, and I happened to be going through my art bin looking for a specific pencil. And a mechanical pencil, and there it is. It was right there, and I decided to try it, and I tried it on this page that I'm working on now for the Shield of Justice. I believe it's page 19. So I was taking a risk where it's like, all right, let me see how this works, because I've read up about it back then, but I just went back and researched it again just to make sure I knew what I was getting into. So I tried the pencil. It was one of the blue pencils that doesn't pick up when scanning. And I felt like such an idiot for not using that in the past. I really was like, I should have been using this back then, because it actually worked really well for me. And I really liked using it. And it was just a simple way for me to draw pencils on there, draw the light pencils on the clean page. And then it just made it faster than me going through and having to try to erase things, and even erase things when I scan my pages in. Then I would go back and erase the trace lines that's on there. It's easy to do on GIMP to do that, but this makes it so much better. There's just another step that I don't have to do, and to get this out in a more faster way with the pages. So I was really impressed with it. I have two. And I was like, I can't believe I did not use this sooner. So that worked very well with that. So it was really easy to go ahead and get the page and the pictures how I wanted to. So I really do like that. I should have asked about it before in the past and should have looked it up sooner. But, you know, things happen and you don't really pay attention to it. But I'm really glad I have those pencils in my arsenal now, so to speak. Another thing that has been updated, and I know it's a few things, but like I said, it's been 2 months, so just bear with me a bit. But another aspect of the Shield of Justice itself and for Pisces Concepts is I've actually went and I made a new logo for Pisces Concepts itself. I was thinking about this over the 3 weeks that I was off, that I just wanted to freshen it up and do an upgrade on the logo that I had already. So what I did was I went ahead and created one with the, it's a logo designer software that I've gotten, that I downloaded. I paid for it and downloaded it. It was pretty inexpensive. I believe it was like $15 or $20. So it was pretty inexpensive, but they had a ton of royalty-free logos you can use, and I just combined a couple things here and there, messed around with it, and I found one that's really nice, and I'm trying to incorporate that on the website on PiscesConcepts.com. I have put it up there, but I haven't put it into the actual site yet. So if it was something you really wanted to, I advise you guys just go and just take a quick peek at it. It's on the Facebook page. It's also on Instagram. I did put that on the, I've incorporated that in the Pisces Concepts Facebook page. So that is on there. And it was one I was I really liked how it looked. It gave it a little, kind of a futuristic look to it. So I really liked it. And I just upgraded a few of the things that I'm working on, a few of the sites that I'm on. I just went ahead and upgraded it on there. So I really like it. You can go and take a look and let me know what you think about it when you get a free time or free moment to look at it. So just let me know what you think about it. So it's on, like I said, the Facebook site. It's on Instagram. I believe it's on Twitter as well that I put that up on. So let me know how that looks. So let me see, as far as the Shield of Justice goes, the website, the comic, I am on page 19, like I said earlier. I'm on page 19, so I am moving along with this. I was, when I stopped for the holidays, I had stopped on page 16. So I finished 17, I finished 18 recently, and now I'm moving on to page 19. So I have finished page 19's clean pages, so to speak, the clean pencil pages, and I've scanned it in to the computer, so now I'll be working on the ink work part. So I am working on that. I have gotten back into the groove of it. If anything else comes up, like I would normally do, if you follow along with Pisces Concepts, you will get an update on how things are going, if things need to be, if there's any way, any reason that I can't get something out like I would normally do, I would usually put it up there. So just pay, you know, just pay attention to that. I'll make sure everything is out there for you guys. And you can always, like I said, leave me comments or anything like that for it. So with that, that's what's been going on as far as the updates go. So the one main concern that I wanted to use this part, last bit of time for, is about the website hosting itself. It's not really a concern, but it's just something that I'm looking to upgrade for. And the website that I'm on now, I use WordPress.com, which has been great for since I started. I believe I've been on there about 9-10 years now, just with my blog and then putting the webcomics blog up there. I started off with the blog there and then just kind of combined everything together because they were able to. So I love WordPress. The one thing that I have, though, is I did upgrade to the premium service that they have. So I did upgrade to that because I wanted to add more content or just to change things up more on the website. I wanted to add more. I wanted to add my new logo onto the theme that I'm using there because it has a lot of different themes. And the comic theme that I use is still there. Although they said it's been retired, but I still have that theme. So I don't want to change out of it because I don't think I can get it back. So I didn't want to do that on WordPress. And I've been trying to research it. And it says that you can do more customization. And I believe it's more of the CSS forms that you can use, the CSS type of things where you can add on to it and take away if you know how to do that. And I really don't. And I don't know how hard it is, but I don't want to really spend a lot of time getting into that, even when I'm done with this next part of the Shield of Justice, moving from part 2 to 3. That's when I usually get a little bit of free time in between to really look at what I want to change up. So I'm not really interested in doing it just yet, but I have been researching other things about how to possibly switch to another website hosting process where I can add more of my own content to it. I'm hoping that I can figure it out with WordPress because I did upgrade to the premium for a reason, because I think I can get more access to colors and themes and things like that that I can work with. So I will be looking at that once I'm done with this part 2. But I just wanted to ask people out there, like, what do you normally use? I've looked it up on Facebook, which is a good source for that, I guess, because people do ask, like, where do you host a lot of your websites and everything? Because I do have it on a free site. The free sites like SmackGeeve, WordPress was free. It is free. I just paid for it to get a little more input on what I wanted to do, and also on the Duck web comics, which I do, like I said, I post my archive stuff on there, and then it'll be updated to the newer stuff once it's done. But like I said, I just wanted a little bit more free space, I guess, that I can add what I want on there to make it look how I want a little bit more, give me more freedom to do that. So I did find, and I bought this web, it's called Website X5, because I had used Summit Soft before for downloading some more fonts, and it was pretty self-explanatory. I like Summit Soft. I like what they had to offer as far as like the fonts go. So I went and bought some of their fonts and added it to GIMP and everything, and it loaded everything perfectly. It went right into it, downloading the fonts onto the GIMP program. So I used their fonts. So then they start sending you things like, this is what else we offer. So I saw that they had this called Website X5 that I bought and downloaded. It was like $20. So I went and bought that just to see what it was, a website design thing. Design like a website hosting program that you can create your own website and then go live with it after you're finished. And I was just toying around with it to see what it had available, because like I said, I wasn't going to really get into a lot of it right now, because I really want to focus on Shield of Justice. So I've been doing that, and I looked around on there and just playing around and seeing what it offered. And it does have a lot to offer. It truly does a lot on there that you have to look at. And it's not like it's overwhelming, but it does give you a lot more options. So I was just looking through that. It looks legitimate. It looks really well done. I was like, I really like how this is going. So maybe something in the future I'll be looking at. And then you also can have it go, once you're done with it and it's active, it actually helps you get spread out your website to other, what is it called? I forgot what it's called. The search engines. It actually helps you do that for you. So I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I do like what it has to offer, but I still am a fan of WordPress. But like I said, I just wanted to pass this on and shoot this out to you guys who are listening, to you guys out there. Like, what sites do you guys use? I've also heard of comicpress.org. That one I heard was really a good one to use. I just don't know what you have to do besides WordPress.org. They said you had to sign up for that first. Then you can download comicpress.org and add it on to it. I don't know how the whole specifics of that go. I have looked at that in the past. I just never went along with it. Like, okay, I'll look at it some other time, and never did. But I looked at it, like I said, over the weeks I was off, I've looked at it. It looks intriguing. It looks like something that I can work with, but I don't know how much experience you have to have with the actually creating websites using CSS, because that's not my thing. It's really not. So that's what I'm just looking for, something that doesn't take a lot of expertise in website creating, to just make something that gives me a little more freedom to add things that I really want to add on there. So if any of you guys have any ideas, anything at all that goes with that, but what it is that I'm looking for, please send me a line somewhere. You can send it on my email, which is PiscesConcepts@hotmail.com if you want, or go on any one of my social media handles that I'm on, and just let me know, you know, how that goes with that, because I'm really interested for after I'm done to look some of this stuff up and get this rolling to, hopefully I stay with WordPress. I do like it a lot. It's been a lot there for me, and I really do. And if anything, I would keep my blog on there. I think I would keep a blog on there because I like it so much, if anything. But like I said, I don't know. I'll just have to wait and see how that works. But if I have to, you know, if it's something that I look at that's more, gives me more freedom and is less complicated to put together, I mean, who knows? We'll see what the future holds on that point. But just let me know, like I said. So with that being said, coming up on the end of the podcast right now, I just wanted to give you guys a shout out to thank you to all those who have been listening, to all the everybody who creates in some type of art form, whether it's writing, drawing, painting, whatever it is, you know, keep doing what you're doing. Let me know if it's something that you want me to look at or something that caught your attention on the website or on the internet, because I do like to look at other type of artwork and see how I can get better or what their styles are, just to see how it flows with them, or just because I just like reading webcomics. So just let me know something that you find that you like, and I will do what I can to look at it as soon as possible and let you know what I think. So, like I said, just wanted to give out my handles one more time before we leave out. If you wanted to give me any comments or even critiques or anything, you can reach me on Twitter at Pisces Concepts, Facebook on the Pisces Concepts page, Instagram at PConcepts44. My email is PiscesConcepts@hotmail.com, or you can see my webcomic, The Shield of Justice, on SmackJeeves.com and TheDuckWebcomics.com, or go to PiscesConceptsItself.com. That's my main website. So, hope you guys have a great rest of your day and week, and God bless.